WIRX, everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Lyrics. That's what's up. Hold on, I got to get a little my sip of my dew. Hold on.
There you go. Nothing like a cold pop at 7 in the morning.
Woo! Get you going, man. Get your marbles all up and rolling. I don't know. Anyway,
drink coffee to do that. You know what?
I'm almost to the coffee stage. Here's the big problem is that the coffee maker's all the way downstairs. So I thought about getting a little coffee maker for inside here. I guess wintertime's really the only time I'd drink coffee. Like I had one yesterday, midday, but I don't know. There's something about in the morning, that effervescence. I just like it.
Yeah. So. Not to mention it makes your house smell nice.
What, coffee or Mountain Dew?
Coffee.
This house here smells like 2-liter Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
That was stupid. Well, we got to do it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-77.
77.
Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it out. So do you think you could guess the Merriam-Webster Dictionary word of the year?
Wasn't it like YOLO one of the times? Let's see. Word of the year is...
For 2020.
Bay.
Way off. The 2020 Merriam-Webster Dictionary word of the year is pandemic.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. A lot of us didn't even know what that meant until last March, which we're 3 months away from March? Two months away?
Almost a year. Didn't they initially say it was going to be a few weeks, just like they said it this
time around? Of course. We had no idea what we were getting into. None. But Merriam-Webster, obviously, getting in on the action with pandemic. Some other words in there were Kraken, Mamba, and Defund.
Kraken? Like Kraken skulls?
K-R-A-K-E-N. Isn't that like the mythological beast? The big squid? Yeah. So, I mean, it makes sense.
What were the other words?
Mamba and I already deleted the story. I don't know. There's one other one. It's a dumb one.
Stupid words.
Yeah, stupid words. But pandemic makes sense for 2020. It really does. Yeah. It really does.
Fits.
I love this story. So George Clooney... obviously one of the sexiest men's alive.
He's one of the sexiest men's alive.
A sexy dude. You know, he's that silver fox. Well, apparently he's been using the Flowbee to cut his own hair for 25 years. Do you know what the Flowbee is? Do you remember this?
The thing that, like in Wayne's World, the thing that sucks your hair up and cuts it.
It sucks and it cuts. It really does suck. So he's saying that he's been doing it for 25 years, cutting his own hair. He said, quote, my haircuts take literally like 2 minutes. So I didn't even know the Flowbee was still a thing. Are they still making the Flowbee?
So what is it? Is it just have like a buzz cut though? Because you can't fade. You can't do a fade with the Flowbee, can you?
I think you might be able to.
Hang tight with the Flowbee.
I'm sure there's ways to do it. His hair is all cut. He's got a little bit closer on the sides. I don't know. I mean, I'm impressed if he's been cutting his hair for that long.
Quite interested, because if it works, I might have a new Amazon purchase.
I'm looking at the old pictures of this Flowbee. It's just beautiful. It is just fantastic. It is a vacuum for the hair. It is a vacuum cleaner for the hair. It sucks.
It's kind of a good idea,
you know? Yeah. I cut my hair for a while, because when I moved out to California, I didn't have like a stylist, and the one place I went did just a terrible job. So I'm like, all right, my hair's pretty simple. I'm just going to buy a kit and I'm going to do it myself. So I kind of, you know, I made it work for a while. I wouldn't say it was a great haircut, but it was a haircut, you know?
I just always wonder how you did the back. How do you do the back?
You got to get in the mirror and you got to look in the mirror. You kind of feel as you go. That's what I did anyways. So.
If I did it myself, it'd end up terrible. I guarantee it.
I like your haircut. I think you could do yours. You could do yours pretty easy. You know?
It's thin enough to get sucked up with that machine. Yeah.
Just don't put your wiener anywhere. Do not do this with the pubes, okay? If you are going to cut your own hair, do not use the Flowbee with your pubes. Yeah, exactly.
Sucks that thing right in.
Yeah, yeah. It's got sharp teeth. Lastly, Here we go! Yahoo!
Yahoo!
Super Nintendo World is set to open at Universal Studio Japan on February 4th. It was originally supposed to open ahead of the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Dude, I forgot about the Olympics. Forgot about it. It was supposed to be this year, and I totally just spaced on it. But the attractions include a Mario Kart ride, where fans wear a virtual reality helmet, makes them feel like you're racing your favorite characters.
Yippee!
As your
Yahoo! Uh-oh.
I think this is really cool, man. If I could do, like, an actual go-kart race that is, like, a Mario Kart-themed, that would be pretty dope. You know what I mean?
You know, I thought that's what we should have went for our Halloween golf tournament this year, where we played golf during Halloween, and we had to dress up. So next year we should put three balloons behind our golf cart and then dress up as Mario and Luigi. Banana peels at people.
I'm going as Bowser. Yeah, he barely fit in the cart, but it was great. And then you had Toad on there. Isn't Toad the fastest?
Yeah, I think I read somewhere. He's the smallest and fastest for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, you can actually get in the virtual reality world of Super Mario and get in there. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I'd like to check that out. It's in Japan though, isn't it?
So if you got a trip coming up, you know, you go there and get some bat stew. And to go along with that story, according to a new survey, the number of older Americans playing video games has spiked this year. The survey that found that adults between the age of 45 and 64 spent 70% more time gaming this year than they did last year.
Wow. Makes sense, though. Nothing else to do.
Dude, well, we've talked about it before, man. There's going to be old folks' homes in the near future that are going to be full of gaming systems.
Gamers.
And that's all it's going to be. I'm going to play video games until I'm old, man. Come on now.
Just imagine this phrase when you're playing multiplayer in 20 years. Damn, grandmas keep kicking my ass.
You got some old lady on the comm playing Call of Duty. Yeah, take that headshot, sonny. Yeah.
Shoot him in the toodles.
You got grandma sitting up there sniping people. Can someone throw a grenade up there or something?
Damn it.
Grandma.
Yeah, I like to call this one the old rope-a-dope.
Just getting your ass. Yeah, instead of getting yelled at by like 11-year-old kids saying that they're going to bang your mom, it's going to be granny saying, oh, I'm going to spank you today, sonny boy.
Put out the UAV. Come on.
Yeah, I'm going to take my teeth out for this one. That's the way your dad likes it. It's like, God, grandma. What are you? It's just, all right, you won. You beat me again in Call of Duty. Jeez.
Hey, he's grandma.
Yeah. Grandma.
She's good.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of old people gaming it up. So
she was better when she didn't have carpal tunnel.
I know. I used to be a lot faster in my day. All right. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.